Hello, this is David Mack. Join me every weekday morning after the news at 10 for Coffee Break, where we take a look behind the scenes at all your favourite artists, right here on 2NUR FM 103.7. They started their career as the Saxons. They enjoyed a fandom similar to Beatlemania. They are the most successful band to come out of Scotland. Hi, I'm David Mack with the Bay City Rollers for Coffee Break. In 1966, bassist Alan Longmuir, his younger brother drummer Derek Longmuir, and their school friend lead singer Gordon Nobby Clark founded the Saxons in Edinburgh, Scotland. Soon after, they changed to the Bay City Rollers by throwing a dart at a map of the US, which landed near Bay City, Michigan. After signing with Bell Records, the band's first hit was Keep On Dancing, a cover of a 1965 hit by the Gentrys. In mid-1973, they narrowly missed the UK singles chart with one of many songs written and produced for the band by the songwriting duo of Scotsman Bill Martin and Irishman Phil Coulter, the single Saturday Night. By the end of 1973, Nobby Clark had become disillusioned with the band's musical direction and decided to leave. He was replaced as lead singer by Les McCowan. A couple of months later, in early 1974, what became known as the classic lineup was completed when guitarist John Devine was replaced by Stuart Woody Wood. 16-year-old Stuart Wood completed the Classic Five lineup in February of 1974. The Rollers' popularity exploded, and they released a string of hits on the UK chart. Following in succession were Shang-a-Lang, Summer Love Sensation, and All of Me Loves All of You.
Of course, we were living in our little bubble, having a great time, I must say, just absolute ball on the road, singing to thousands of girls who absolutely loved us and threw themselves at us day, morning, day and night. Everything came ready and willing, you know.
A cover of the Four Seasons' Bye Bye Baby went to number one, going on to become the biggest seller of the year, and the subsequent single, Give a Little Love, topped the charts in July of 1975.
I think in the early days, what happened was when the Bay City Rollers became famous, all of the things that were positive were true. I mean, none of us drank. Okay, Alan had the occasional pint. He was the oldest guy in the band, but absolutely nobody drank in the band. And it wasn't through anyone ordering us not to drink. We just didn't drink. And it wasn't until we went to the big Hollywood and America kind of thing that we started to try and fit in with that type of Hollywood lifestyle, that superstar lifestyle that we perceived was kind of cool and groovy. Mind, little did we know that most of the heavy rock bands and the death metal bands were all fitness fanatics, and none of them took drugs or alcohol. It was just a big put-on from them.
The Rollers' next hit came with Money Honey. By early 1976, the strain of success had taken its toll on bassist Alan Longmuir, who decided to leave the group. He was replaced for 7 months by 17-year-old Ian Mitchell. With Mitchell, the group released an album titled Dedication and hit the charts with a cover version of the Dusty Springfield song I Only Want to Be With You.
You know, it's just kind of unknown. Nobody has any idea really how much he tea-leafed out of us, because he was always doing dodgy deals, cash deals, backhanded things, you know. So we don't really know, but his personal fortune would reflect possibly the amount of money that he he thieved. So, you know, over £6 million.
As well as a cover version of John Paul Young's Yesterday's Hero. As the Rollers' popularity waned at the end of 1978, the band had split, with singer Leslie McCown fired and the band breaking up. It's Coffee Break with the Bay City Rollers.